I saw him the other day there. He comes, he would come in and eat there. You know, everybody ate there. You know, that you know, knew stuff about Roswell. You know, all the old folks in Roswell ate there. You know, that was that. I tell you what, if you want to study something, you got to go there. That's very indicative of the way that Roswell is or was, or you know, that's managed to stay the same throughout all this change. Nothing has invaded that diner. You know, it's still the same. You know, the bull in that spot will go on forever.
Have you got other things, Angela? Anything left on your list?
About the historical events, you were saying your dad was in charge of the...
Oh, the Memorial Day Committee.
Yeah.
He really eats up his time. He said he wasn't going to do it this year, but he did it again. It's because he can't say no. That if they ask him to do it, he's got to do it. He loves doing it because he feels it's very important. It's more, you know, like, it's kind of like he holds the business together because because we have employees that have worked there for so long, and most of them are family, and he wants to make sure that they stay taken care of. Well, the Memorial Day thing is like the same way, but it's with the city. And he wants to make sure that we have a good program every year. So he, you know, Memorial Day comes, there's like a 2-week period, and then he's back on it again. And he works on it almost all year long. And it's very dramatic and very elaborate. And I try and go every year and help him out do something, but he puts it together with a man named Hans. And I think Hans could use some drugs on the day of, on Memorial Day. I mean, he could really maybe use a little Ritalin, maybe a little Xanax and Valium, because you'd swear his like heart's gonna explode because he's running around and he's like, he's trying to do 8 different things at once, and this is kind of how he's talking. He's really worried, you know, he's doing stuff and he gets all freaked out. And I'm like, somebody needs to go over there and help him before he has a heart attack. And they get so into it, but it's really a wonderful, wonderful program every year. We got a big flag that they bring in. One year we got like the world's, the largest American flag in Georgia or something. We got it out there. It touched the ground. Don't tell anybody. We have like planes fly over. A man by the name of he was a Colonel Tibbetts. If you remember your history lesson, was one of the men that put together the bombings on Japan, and he led his team in with a nuke, and he came and spoke about, you know, ending the war and stuff, and my dad just seemed to fall in love with that speaker. You know, if you go into his office, he's got tons of pictures of him up on the walls, like stamps commemorating it and stuff, and he gets real into it. My buddy actually walked back there and saw it one time, and he's back there with all his Memorial Day stuff. He kind of keeps like mementos from the Memorial Day things. Like looking at it, he's like, "What's up with your dad and this Colonel Tibbetts?" And I was like, "I don't know. I think it's a little unhealthy, his fascination in this character in history, because he knows him. You know, he thinks it's a real big and important part of history." And I suppose it is. It's sad that it ended in a nuclear